Blog Talk Radio.
Home, telling our ministry of empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I hear the scripture saying, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." Yes, you and you, let us exalt his wonderful name together. Truly, I am excited that you are joining me on today, and we have another wonderful lesson for you on today. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that you are going to be tremendously, tremendously blessed on today. And so I just encourage you to come right on in and make yourself right at home. Truly, God is going to greatly, greatly bless you on today. I have a beautiful lesson. Our lesson is going to be Ishmael, the Unwanted Child. I tell you, child of God, this is going to be a tremendous blessing for you and your hearing on today. You're going to receive such a bountiful blessing and a greater understanding of what God is doing, even in your situation and your unwanted situations, how God is going to turn it around unto your good and your favor if you trust him in the hard places, in the places that you can't stand, in the places where you don't want to stand, in the places that you don't even want to go. I come to tell you on today that if you trust God, God will bless you and open a door and bless you as you go all the way through the process, even though the process is uncomfortable and you don't like the process. God will tremendously bless you, child of God, and manifest his manifold blessings and glory in the midst of your circumstances and situation on today. Let's take a look at our lesson on today over in Genesis chapter 16, verses 2 through 4. And it reads on this line, "And Sarai said unto Abram, Behold, now the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go into my maiden, and make it may be that I attain children by her. And Abraham hearkened unto the voice of Sarai. And Sarai answered, Abraham's wife took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian. And after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abraham to be his wife. And he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes." Now let's look further in Genesis 21, verses 9 through verse number 14, verses 17 and 18 and 20. It reads on this line, "And Sarah was the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which also she had borne unto Abraham mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heirs with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman in all that Sarah has said unto thee. Hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it in on her shoulders and the child, and went her way. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of thy lad. Where is he? Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. Genesis 21:13 said, and also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. So far, the reading of the scripture. Now, when we look here, this lesson about the children of God pertaining to the Bible, God retained the child death by design of the matriarch Sarah in an effort to attain an heir and a son of promise for Abraham by giving him the Egyptian slave girl named Hagar. Now, the dedicated and delicate situation of love and mutual respect and trust in the household was stretched to the limits. And you can imagine what all was going on in that household. And you can imagine how Sarah, who despised even Hagar, who out of Sarah's own doing was the one who made the decision. But here, because of Sarah's undoing or her getting a hit of God, she despised the woman, but she should have despised her own self for making a dumb decision. And so sometime in our life, we recognize that we sometimes make dumb decisions and then despise other people for what the decision that you have made. And so this is a time where God is able to come and intervene if we would so graciously confess to the Lord that it was my mistake. And I believe that that could have been what happened for Sarah if Sarah would have went back to God and said, God, I made a horrible mistake by getting ahead of you, trying to help you out of a situation that you had truly total control of. And sometimes we must recognize that God have control of all things. If he said it, that he's going to bring it to pass. I don't care how old you are or how old the situation may seem or is, we have to learn how to exercise patience and possess ye our souls with patience and watch God bring that thing to pass, lest we get in the mix or get in front of God and begin to tinker with what God has already have ordained. God does not need our help. He doesn't need our mind. He doesn't need our thoughts. He doesn't need our way. But he said he will make the way out of no way. And sometimes when he's making that way, it may not seem like it's a popular way in which the thing's supposed to be brought forth. And could this have been the mindset of Sarah when she's seen the situation? So let's take a look further at this lesson. God had promised Abraham a homeland and an heir and a son by Sarah. And you'll see that over in Genesis 13, verses number 16, verse 15, chapter 15, and verse 4. Now, the promise of a homeland has been followed immediately by a sign of sacrifice and prophecy. But this promise of a son included neither a sign of sacrifice nor a definite prophecy. Abraham and Sarah had to take the promise on faith. They probably talked and dreamed of the arrival of their son, but their disappointment mounted as month after month of no sign of fulfillment had materialized. And so Sarah's patience snapped as she realized that she was getting older and was too old to even bear a child. Instead, she conceived a plan for Abraham to go get his son a promise. Now, let's take a look at Sarah's plan and even Abraham's mistake. So both of them was involved in this whole situation. Now, Sarah's solution to the problem was legal and not uncommon in those days. A favorite slave girl became the concubine or the surrogate mother to bear a son who would then be adopted by the matriarch as her son. Now, during their sojourn into Egypt, the aging couple had acquired a slave girl named Hagar. Instead of waiting on God to fulfill his promise, Sarah persuaded Abraham to obtain the child by her Egyptian maid. Now, even though Abraham and Sarah's violation of God's law was probably not deliberate, it was a mistake from the beginning. First, it violated the concept of monogamous marriage, which had been in from the beginning. And then second, it introduced a pornography polygamy into the covenant lineage, a practice which inevitably caused the families a whole lot of problems. And then thirdly, the third thing that took place was another human being who was compelled to do as the man by her mistress was a sinful action, even though it was culturally accepted in those days. And worst of all, the plan was a poor substitute for the miraculous, as God didn't need no help or human help to bring forth a miracle. But out of their impatience, not waiting on God, they're going to help God out. Now let's look further in things. Sarah's regret. In the ancient time, women was expected to bear sons and was often looked down upon for being barren. Now when Hagar conceived, therefore, her conception insinuated not the fact that Abraham could not produce a child, but it also looked bad on Sarah, who was not able to bear the child, whose womb was not open at that time. And so Hagar assumed an air of superiority over Sarah. And so in Sarah part, she indeed, instead of rejoicing for the handmaid, Sarah began to despise the handmaid, because now Hagar had turned and had a bad attitude towards her matron. And so here we have a whole big mess that was going on in Abraham's house. And can you imagine the dilemma that Abraham had on his hand? Now, the struggle of Abraham of the wind while he waited for God's promise to fulfill and his momentary lapse of faith resulted in the birth of an unwanted child. Now, his faith faced the turmoil of two women's envying each other and the promised seed. And so here God had often tested our faith through the delay. And in the moment of weaknesses and alternate plans are not of faith, and often because of attractive but human effort to assist in the fulfillment of a divine promise only complicated the matter. And so Abraham, like Abram and Adam, followed the advice of his wife and did not catch in the middle, and got caught in the middle of the whole thing, and Abraham went ahead out of trusting his wife. And so Sarah gave vent to her feelings and dealt so harshly with Hagar that the pregnant slave girl ran away and heedless of dangers to her own life and that of the unborn child. And so you can imagine all of the things that was transpiring in the household of Abraham and things. And I come to tell you, child of God, you know, in spite of the fact that God have not brought that thing to pass for you, and it seems as though things are dying out all around you, all hope, all even desire to even to be and to do, I come to encourage your heart to be patient and wait upon God and let God bring to pass that thing that he has promised of you. And don't get in the head of God. Don't even go out and try to make up a plan or get a plan for God to bring this thing to pass. Just look unto the Lord and wait upon him and watch God bring it to pass on your behalf. That would save a whole lot of trouble, a whole lot of heartaches in your life and the life of the other individual that your life or your decision will impact their life. If you just wait upon God, God will work it out on your behalf. And sometimes it's hard to. But on the other hand, even in the middle of the fact that Ishmael was not really truly wanted, or that he got caught into the middle of a mistake on Sarah's part, God turned that thing around to be a tremendous blessing for Hagar and her son Ishmael. And I come to tell you, child of God, you may have had an Ishmael situation where that you got caught in between a decision that somebody else made and someone else walked out on you or put you out. I come to tell you on today, child of God, as you cry out unto the Lord and as you look unto the Lord, God's going to turn your Ishmael situation around into a blessing where he will overtake you and bless you and open up doors that only God is able to open up unto you. Yes, it doesn't feel good. No, it doesn't feel popular. It doesn't even look right. It looks like you have been dealt with the short end or the bad end of it, and everybody's mocking you and everybody's looking at you, and the person who caused the situation is now saying get out or putting you out or turning their back on you. I come to tell you, Christ, our Redeemer, he lives, and he's going to work things out on your behalf. All God is asking you to do is to trust him and not doubt that God is going to visit you and he's going to bless you and open a door that no man is able to open. And everyone will see that God has blessed you to come into your land and blessed you to come into your place of your blessing in the midst of a bad situation. I don't know who I'm talking to on today, but I believe this lesson is for you on today of what you are dealing with or have been dealt with. I come to tell you that the God in which you serve, he sees and he knows and he cares and he won't leave you in that situation, but you're going to come out of it better than what you was when you went in it. And so I come to encourage your heart to trust God. Turn your heart back to God. I know you're hurting, and I know it doesn't feel good even right now. I know that God put you in your heart to listen to this lesson on today. And I come to just to speak a word down in your spirit that when you use your faith, child of God, God is going to bless you, that you press forward and inward, and God is going to open every door that no man is able to open unto you. Now, surely, God knows and God seen, and he already knew that this day was going to come, that he was going to need you to stand forth and to hold fast to the things of the Lord. And so here in the conclusion of this here lesson, that God provided for Hagar. He provided for his family. He provided for her. And a sure way to get God's attention is to cry out to him in despair. Not only should parents pray, but they should teach their children to pray as a young age and to rely upon God for help and answer. And that's what happened. It was the lad that cried out unto God, and God came and spoke unto Hagar and gave her a promise because God seen the lad, the child, crying out. And so we as the children of God, we must teach our children and teach our people and those that we come in contact with how to pray and get a hold to God, because God will turn things around on your behalf. The Bible does not state that either Ishmael or his mother actually prayed to God in their distress, but they did cry out, and then it captured the attention of God. And God intervened on their behalf, and it appeared quite evidently that he blessed her, and no longer did she reside up under the covenant of Abraham, but God blessed her with a covenant herself, that he will bless her seed. And I come to tell you, child of God, God want to bless your seed. I don't care what your situation. He gave me a word on last Sunday and to speak to the children of God that whatever the remnant of your family that is left, God is going to take that and bless your remnant and bless your family and in a mighty and a special way because you dare to trust him and you dare to open up your heart and cry out to God. God's going to bless your family. I don't care if he's left with you and Big Mama and just the children, or is it just you and your kids and everybody else walked out on you, or you living with auntie, whatever your situation is in your family and whatever your remnant look like, God is going to bless you and your remnant and things. If you lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, the King of glory shall come in. I come to tell you, God will take your mess and turn it into a message. He shared with me to share with the people and to tell the people that God is going to bless them and use all of the fragmentation of their life, of what has happened, what has gone on in their life. He's going to take all of your fragments and turn it around and bless it and make you a coat with many colors and open up the doors that only he is able to open unto you. And so, child of God, I come to encourage your heart on today. Yes, this is a different message. Yes, this is a different lesson on today, even as it's siding and going very, but it's speaking with the heart of God for his people for today. God going to bless you. God going to bless your family. God's going to bless your children, your son. You keep on praying and you keep on fasting and you keep on covering them with the precious blood of Jesus. The sanctified wife will sanctify her household, her husband, her children. Maybe you're the only one saved in your family, but God will use you and to sanctify your whole household because you dare to stand in the gap and pray for your family and pray for your children, such as it was in this case, in this situation of being unwanted. God will take your rejection and turn it around to be your blessing and things. And so, child of God, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up in the everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He's waiting to bless you. He's wanting to bless you. All he's waiting for you to do is just to call on him and watch him answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. I come to tell you, child of God, God's going to bless you. He's going to comfort you. He's going to undergird you because I feel whoever's listening today, you in an unwanted situation. You didn't want it to go down like that. You didn't want it to look like that. You didn't want it to happen like that. But because of it did, and you held on to God and the statutes of God, God is going to bless you. I hear the Bible said that when David said, Lord, I kept your ways and your statute. I didn't turn my back on you, but I did that what you called me out to do. And God blessed him, blessed David in a mighty way because he kept the statutes and the ways of God and his wills of God ever before him and walked softly before God. In my closing, I just say, keep the statutes of God. Keep the ways of God and watch God bless you in a mighty and a special way because you dare to keep the ways of the Lord and the things of God ever before you. And so, child of God, as I get ready to close early on today, I come to tell you that it's according to your faith, so be it unto you. Take your unwanted situation and turn around in your despair and cry out to God. He said, a broken and a contrite spirit, I will not despise. God is not going to despise you. He's not going to despise your cry. As you cry out unto him, he's a God of compassion and a God of love. Stand in the victory of the cross of Calvary and watch God undergird you and fortify you and strengthen you. I come to touch and agree with you. I come and pray with you. I come and stand in faith with you that God will turn that situation around for your good. I hear good is coming out of your circumstances and situation in your life. I don't care when you listen to this message. It's for you. I don't care what's going on in your life right now or what's up the road. God's going to bless you and open up a door and make a way out of no way on your behalf. Let me pray with you. Father, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus and by the power that's in the Holy Ghost. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you, and we command you to go back to the pit of hell from which you come, and we stand in the power of Calvary and the power of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God, and declare and decree every hellbound demon to loose your hold and back up and get away from the child of God. I decree and declare an open heaven before the child of God, that you will bless her, Lord, and bless him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Open that door and make a way out of nowhere. And Father, we thank you because you are the righteous God and you are a right now God. And Father, I touch and agree with your precious people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. And so, child of God, until we meet again, I pray that you'll be blessed and that that one woman situation is going to turn around and be your blessing. Watch God open doors that no man can open unto you. May God bless you. It's my prayer. Bye-bye.